Alex has been in a relationship for, God, a long time. How long have you been with your boyfriend, the Egyptian?
A little, 6 months this week.
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. 7 months, unofficially.
How long does it feel like you've been together, Egyptian?
About 5 years.
All right, we called you. Are you still naked?
You know, it's all right. I got my underwear on. We're good now.
Good. So we're talking to a naked dude. Alex, why don't you tell your boyfriend, the Egyptian, why you want to have him on the Joe and Alex show today?
Well, he has no idea. I just called him right now and just told him you're coming on the radio so that I can expose you. He is guilty of doing something that drives me insane, and he always does this. And I know that every woman has something with their man that they're like, he is always guilty of doing this. So the Egyptian is guilty of constantly pretending to listen to me. He never really listens. When I'm talking to him, he nods. He says, mm-hmm. I'm like, did you hear me? He says, yes. And then I'm not kidding you. Either as little as just an hour later or even a couple days later, I will remind him. I'll say, hey, remember when I told you about this? He's like, no, you never told me this. Or I don't remember you saying this. I'm like, you literally nodded your head, looked at me, and said, okay. He just pretends. And I don't know how you can respond to somebody when they're talking to you, but then like, and say that you're listening, but then not actually listen. Yeah. Apparently that's what I sound like to him, the teacher on Charlie Brown.
How do you feel about that, Egyptian?
Yeah, so, Joe, this is what we call fake news.
Whatever!
The entire thing is 100% fake news. I am just good at multitasking, and Alex does not acknowledge that. I listen to every single word she says. Sometimes I might be a little bit distracted, but unlike her, I can still at least acknowledge what she's saying.
Yeah, that's not true, because when we're talking, sometimes I literally see his eyes drift. They drift above my head.
You say we talking. I don't know. I've never been your boyfriend, but I know talking to you as your work husband, my eyes drift sometimes, and I'm like, oh my God, how does she keep on breathing and not pass out? Like, you can go for a very long time talking, and I don't think you realize that.
I 100% agree. I will say, full disclosure, I have tuned out sometimes, but I think that's every single boyfriend in the history of man.
No, I think it's men constantly. Men never listen. They always pretend. That's the thing. It's not once in a while. It's always pretend.
It's because you repeat yourself the same thing over and over and over again. We heard it.
Oh, my gosh.
I 100% agree.
Whatever. You guys, you're fake news. I'm not fake news. And I know that every woman, there's something that their man does that they are guilty of doing. And yours is fake listening.
All right, Egyptian man, go ahead and get back to your day. Sorry we had to interrupt you this morning. And you're not alone.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate that.
But, you know, but it's funny. I talked to my therapist, and I think the Egyptian's the only one that knows, like, the experience that I go through because I work with you, and he knows it because he dates you. We're
whatever.
The only two men that know.
Okay.
We're going to get our own little group.
Bye. I love you. You're hot.
Bye. Thanks.
Yeah. Wow. Look at the love right there. 317-239-1009. Candace, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're saying you've got something that your man does all the time. What is he guilty of?
He takes a shower every morning, and when he goes into the shower, he blows his nose and gets snot everywhere.
Ew!
And he doesn't rinse it out.
He doesn't even rinse?
Yeah, he doesn't rinse it off, so...
So then are you supposed to rinse it for him?
I guess he doesn't see it, so when I tell him, he's like, oh, that wasn't me.
Oh, who was it? The dog?
It was the boogie monster.
Disgusting.
He puts everything on me.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if women do that. Like, I do that, but I clean it up. It's part of waking up and doing your shower thing. It doesn't have to be as gross as what Candace deals with right there. Maybe you can relate to Alex where the guy's just, what?
Not listening.
Huh? Whatever it might be. 317-239-1009. What is your man guilty of? We're going to call him out next on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
Alex, call out her man, the Egyptian, because... What?
Because he pretends to listen to me. Literally tries. It's like he pretends. Like he'll say, okay, yes, I heard you.
Yep.
And then, you know, an hour later, he'll say, what did you say?
Uh-huh.
Or a couple days later, he'll say, I don't remember you telling me about that. And I'm like, dude, you literally pretend to listen to me all the time. It is so frustrating.
Which is funny because Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show just does not listen at all. I mean, she doesn't pretend. 317-239-1009 is how you can call in. And on Twitter, @Joe and Alex Show, we'll get to some of those tweets in just 1 second. Let's talk to wait, really? Okay, Migo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Noelle, we're taking ladies' calls, but you got a situation going on with what, your wife?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, it's the same as that. It's the same way, but it's the opposite. We're conversating, you know, and I tell her this and I tell her that, and then later, now we're 2 hours later. I ask her about it, I ask her what's up, and she's like, what? And you never told me that. And I'm like, man, I just done told you that like 2 hours ago, man, what the hell? And she does the same thing, like she's so good about it, though, that she doesn't do the uh-huh, and she doesn't roll her eyes or nothing. She, like, looks like she's listening. But yeah. I guess she's on in space or something. I don't know.
She's making eye contact. She's saying, I hear you, and then nothing. It's like void.
And
yeah.
Then, like, and then she says that I didn't tell her. You never told me nothing.
Yes!
She blames it on me.
That's exactly.
She throws it on me.
Yes, that's exactly what the Egyptian does. It's so frustrating, isn't it, Migo? I hate it.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. I like how it just gets reversed and rolled around right there.
Me and Migo, man. It's us against the world.
Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Call out your man. What is he, what's he doing? What's he guilty of?
He drives me crazy. I ask him every day to please make the bed before you leave for work. And I come home and the bed is destroyed. And he's like, oh, well, the dog like must have like totally done all of that.
Like the dog hops on the bed and messes it up?
And messes it up only on his side, which is really interesting. Oh. Not only likes his side, which is really weird.
That must be my wife's excuse, because all I ask is, I'm like, hey, can you just bring, not even like make the bed, like I don't care about tucking in sheets.
Do you like it made?
I love the bed made. Just throw the, not even like military style, just put the pillows up there,
yeah,
put
the
sheet,
cover.
Put the blanket, and that's all you got to do.
See,
I don't
care
if you tuck it.
I don't care.
Oh, I don't know why. Just to me, it's like you coming home, it's like, okay, something in my life is not complete chaos. My bed's been made.
I feel that.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Allie. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Oh, man, Monica, you got a rough one here. What's the problem?
I do. My husband listens, but he always farts and throws the covers over my head.
Wait, your husband's giving you a Dutch oven?
I guess if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
That's what a Dutch oven is. Oh, my gosh. Do you feel like your sense of smell has been affected?
I do.
Well, you got to get him back.
How does she do that?
I don't do that. So.
Well, hire Alex. She'll come in for us. Actually, Liv the Web Girl would be the one to go to.
That's true.
She could rent out her services. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. And let's take one more here. Whoa, oh, this one's something every woman's going to agree with. Marcy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is your man guilty of doing?
Hi, guys. I love you. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you. We love you. And your hair looks shiny and bouncy.
It really does right now.
What does your guy
do? Anyway, my husband gets up in the middle of the night and pees all over the toilet seat. He will not put down the toilet seat. He pees all over it. So when I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, I sit directly in it.
Ew! I would be furious.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Please.
How long has this been?
My wrath.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, my gosh. On and off. Like, I'll get him, and he'll stop for a while, and then he'll do it. Probably about 6 years now.
Wow. What do you, like, how do you get him? Are you like a person catching a cat or a dog? Do you spray him with a water bottle? Like, no. No.
No, I do a lot of cussing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That'll teach him. Well, you know, what you could do is get one of those, like, lights that's on, what do you call that? Like, when you walk into a room
motion
and they turn
sensor?
On. Yes, motion sensor light. And then, as he wakes up in the middle of the night, he's all tired, half asleep, getting ready to go to the bathroom, that'll come on real bright, and then there's no excuse for him to miss.
It's going to blind him.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, that is not a good idea.
And then he'll be so aggravated because the light turns on and wakes him up, and he's mad because he's all woken up now, and you're like, well, if you would just look and pay attention where you're going, I wouldn't have to turn the light on.
That's right. See? Oh, my God. I can't stand it. It's disgusting.
All right.
I'm going to be the best wife ever. I'm gonna have all kinds of crazy stuff.
What?
Oh, you're not listening to me?
No, I totally am.
Funny.